Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ellen Reinhardt in for Ricky Bevington. A federal lawsuit accuses a Georgia pipeline company of failing to tell work crews where a major U.S. pipeline was underground. Workers ruptured the line and touched off a deadly explosion. The crews were making repairs after the pipeline leaked gasoline in Alabama and was shut down in 2016. The estate of an Alabama worker who died in the blast filed a federal lawsuit this week against Alpharetta-based Colonial Pipeline Company and a partner company. The lawsuit says workers weren't given adequate information about the depth and location of the pipeline before they dug into the ground to make repairs. It also says Colonial's project inspector failed to appear at the site. Federal agents served in Augusta Commissioner papers at the start of a local government meeting this week. It comes in the midst of an investigation into Commissioner Sammy Sias. He's been accused of financial impropriety. The Augusta Chronicle reports the documents were likely subpoenas for records not found during an FBI raid of Sias' house last month. The allegations against Sias include pocketing money from a community center and child cruelty. The new music director of the Savannah Philharmonic is no stranger to Georgia. Keitaro Harada grew up in Tokyo but studied at Mercer University in Macon. He also served as an assistant conductor of the Macon Symphony. GPB's Sarah Zaslaw spoke with Harada for On Second Thought. He says he knew the orchestra was a good fit when he guest conducted earlier this year.
It was definitely a love at first sight. We immediately clicked from the first rehearsal.
The Savannah Philharmonic's new season begins tomorrow. You can hear more of Zaslaw's interview with Harada on our website, gpbnews.org.